100 years ago to the day, the first astronomical observation was carried out in the Andreev Observatory southeast of Prague. Only a modest establishment at the beginning, it's grown into the largest scientific observatory in the country. Since 1953, it's been part of the Astronomical Institute of the Czechoslovak and later Czech Academy of Sciences. It also houses the largest telescope in the whole of Central Europe. Pavla Horakova has more.
On August 1st, 1906, six gentlemen met in a small house with a removable roof built on a hill above the village of Ondřejov to carry out the first scientific observation of the skies. Prior to that, it was the Clementinum College in Prague where observations took place for a couple of centuries, but in 1906 they moved to open countryside. Astronomer Pavel Suchan.
Ondřejovská hvězdárna je poměrně starou hvězdárnou, navazuje na...
The Ondřejov Observatory is a successor to the Clementinum Observatory in Prague. It was built privately by the brothers Fritsch, who then donated it to the state. Now it belongs to the Czech Academy of Sciences, and at the moment Ondřejov is the largest scientific observatory.
Dr. Josef Jan Fritsch, a Prague entrepreneur, bought the land in Ondřejov in 1898, but it took him and his brother 8 years to do the necessary building work and install state-of-the-art equipment of the time. In 1928, he donated the observatory to the Czechoslovak state on the 10th anniversary of its existence. In 1967, a new telescope was installed there, a reflector 2 meters in diameter, which to this day remains the largest telescope in Central Europe. Pavel Suchan explains what scientists at Ondřejov specialize in today.
Je tam několik oddělení, je tam stelární oddělení, čili hvězdné oddělení, je tam oddělení meziplanetární.
There are several departments, the stellar department, stars. Then there is the department of interplanetary matter, which has quite a good international reputation. My colleagues quite successfully calculate the paths of meteorites and determine where they will land. And there is also the solar department with its solar patrol. It's one of about 30 stations in the world which monitor the sun around the clock.
A to je jedna asi z 30 světových stanic, která neustále monitoruje slunce.
In just 2 weeks' time, the 26th General Assembly of the International Astronomical Union will be held in Prague after 39 years, and the participants from around the world will be given a tour around the establishment in Ondřejov. For the duration of the Congress, the observatory will be open to the public on all weekdays. Otherwise, it's open on summer weekends from 9 a.m.